This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Eaton. I'm joined by Mike Bancoli and Martin Fitzgerald to reflect on Arne Slot's pre-Bayer Leverkusen press conference, who Liverpool face tomorrow night at Anfield in the Champions League. Again, we'll just do a quick walk through what was said and what wasn't said. With the European ones, again, we had a player on before the manager come in. It was Kevin Keller today. We'll skim over it a little bit because there wasn't really much to say. The answers were very, very generic. I don't know whether he's just had a week of intense media training on non-answers. But he was asked about, you know, his future and whether it was on his mind. And he went, no, focus on the next game, etc., etc. Like, what did they expect him to say? Oh, yeah, it's doing me head in. Can't wait to get out of here. And even, like, what I thought was a question he could expand on when he was asked about the Anfield atmosphere, his first, well, we're expecting his first start in the Champions League at Anfield in front of a crowd. And he just kind of went, oh, well, yeah, no. But then maybe that's the mindset that a goalkeeper needs, Mike, just to, like, block everything out and just focus on what's ahead of you.
Yeah, he seemed quite, like, low energy, I felt. I don't know if that's, like, he's just tired, he's had a long day, maybe. I'm trying to think of, like, why you'd be that low energy in an interview. I don't quite know. But he just said, yeah, you know, it's going to be nice to kind of play tomorrow at Anfield, you know, just very blasé about it, which is fine, you know. Doesn't need to be, like, jumping up and down about it. But yeah, I think for a goalkeeper, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you want your goalkeeper to be all calm and collected. But I think it speaks to maybe your earlier point, Andy, about, you know, so, and this may be a wider point we can maybe talk about the art of an interview and the art of a press conference. But I watch lots of footballer interviews because I'm intrigued by them as people. And the thing I do find is so many of them have their personalities completely ripped from them the more media training they do. So many of the answers become far more generic and you just get nothing from them. It almost like creates a barrier. And that's partly what press is for, right? The press have been very intrusive in the lives of footballers and people who are famous more broadly. And that means these people now get these boilerplate answers to the press who then report these boilerplate answers. And we have to meet this endless loop of the press reporting boilerplate answers offered by these kind of famous people that offer no insight really. And maybe how's the old player, like James Maddison, I know he's quite good. I think Virgil van Dijk's excellent, actually, in an interview. I think Mo Salah, quite a few of our players actually quite good in interviews, quite candid. I think the more senior you are as a player, the more candid you are in terms of interviews, because you probably have less to lose at that stage. Like, you're one of the best players in the world, in the case of Virgil or Mo, for example. So you can say what you want, really. No, you are the best.